What's up? It's Sony Sunshine.
It's Dapple.
Hey everyone, it's Thames.
And this is the F-Bombs Podcast. Three friends navigating the ups and downs of adulthood and juggling all of life's F's.
Faith.
Family.
Finance.
Fitness. And
food. Yay! Food. Food. So, some of us, this is a little late. We're feeling a little heavy. I know I am feeling heavy because I just had some really good food. But, I know y'all missed us. It's been a minute. Hello out there in podcast land.
We are back.
Yes. We took a little mini break. We had just a lot going on. I know I can say for myself. The school year just started. A lot of other things started. I'm taking a class at church. I'm taking a class at a university. Trying to like build myself professionally and personally. And it just took up a lot of time.
What class are you taking at church?
At church, I'm taking a spiritual warfare class.
Yes, nice.
I'm taking a spiritual warfare class, which started last week, and I have so many notes that I said I was going to send.
Thank you, because I was about to say accountability.
Yes.
I asked for notes, so
yes,
I can't take
right.
the class.
Absolutely right.
Clearly, one, I don't go to your church, but I love visiting your church. I love your pastor. So I have asked you to send me some notes.
Yes.
And so I am expecting delivery
on
those notes.
I will actually make sure I do that.
So,
what's good with this F-Bombs day at church and brunch after? Like, what's up?
Let's do it.
On a week when there's no class, because class is 2 o'clock and you need
no
to get there at 2 o'clock. Yeah, there's that too.
Oh, the class is during the week.
The class is on Sunday after the last service, like last service is supposed to end around 12:30 and then class starts at 2, and on some email going out, yo, if you ain't there by 2 o'clock, don't come.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, cool. So.
And that's how it should be, because we need to be on time.
Hello.
But a person like myself will not be there, so I need your notes.
Yes, I will make sure I send the notes. But it's just been a lot of stuff going on. And so I've been trying to center myself and get myself back, I think, disciplined. And so, like, trying to get back into going to the gym regularly, going to making time for the class, making time for myself. So, it's just, I know I've been doing a lot, and I'm sure you guys have been, too.
Yeah, I mean, same thing. I feel like I have been super busy, very tired, back into the gym, changing my diet again, because this summer I started off strong, and I fell off the wagon, so I'm back on. Definitely taking the class with you, not the spiritual class, but another class just to enhance my skills as a therapist, so I'm very excited to be doing that. That's going to be the whole year. So that's time consuming because it's travel time, study time, class time, and just all of my jobs are keeping me very busy and very occupied, but I'm still grateful, still happy. Married life is keeping me busy as well. Still grateful, still happy, praise God. But yeah, so that's it for me.
And you will be forever.
Yes, I will be forever, ever, ever, because I made this choice, and like you said, it is forever.
Hello.
Ever. Good times, bad times, all that stuff.
Even the worst times.
Even the worst times, but we're praying over everything.
And
so we thank God. We thank the Lord for all that. Good things are coming.
Yeah, and happy birthday to Temi.
Thank you. So you finally know how old I am, but we're not going to share that because we don't need to know that
right
now.
Yeah, no, we're saving that for the anniversary episode. We're saving that for the anniversary episode.
It's going to be the big reveal.
Man, we have to figure out when we started to find out when the anniversary is.
Yeah,
we can look it up.
We can make
it
happen.
And shout out to you guys for coming out to celebrate with me.
We did.
Shout out to Temi looking super fly.
Yeah.
I like to dress up a little now.
We got to hang out with Mrs. Dapper, too. She let me have some of her fries. I'm always about people who share their food with me.
You always eat.
I know. I really am.
Wait, we didn't hear from you. What have you
been
doing?
Yeah, what have you been up to?
I've been chilling. Oh, Zoe's back. She came back end of August, and we just kind of like hit the ground running. Family vacations. She was here for like, when she came back, we were here for like 5 days. We took a family trip. My mother, my pops, my brother, my
family
assistant.
Family trip,
like,
everybody.
Yeah, we went to Philly, and then we came back. We were here for like another week. Then we went to Atlanta. It's my mother-in-law's birthday. All that good Guyanese cooking.
Ooh.
It was, yo, super official.
Ooh.
And then we back now. And Friday, I'm headed to Vegas for my pop's 60th birthday.
Yes, happy birthday, Pop.
So, yeah, yo.
Is this a family event?
So, he doesn't know that it is.
He
thinks it's just him and my mother. So, we just going to be at the airport like, oh, hey.
Oh.
How you doing? Or whatever.
We said that to one of my best friends before.
Yeah, it's going to be dope. I got the trip laced up with like mad activities. Like, we about to do these ATVs.
Ooh.
We about to go do this golf. We about to go to this concert. We about to everything, man. So,
F-Bombs needs to plan a vacation.
Oh my God, really?
Yes, we need to do something.
We're gonna get into that place. Hopefully, we're gonna get into that place.
Yeah,
and excited to talk to you guys.
Yes.
I feel excited to talk to you guys. Not just my awesome co-host, but you guys. And so with that in mind, we want to give you guys an opportunity to kind of like participate in this podcast. So we're going to start taking listener questions.
Yes.
And the first couple minutes of our podcast, we're going to answer whatever question that you guys throw out for us. So send us questions. The fbombspodcast@gmail.com.
Say it again.
The fbombspodcast@gmail.com.
Okay.
You also can hit us up on Facebook. You can hit us up on iTunes. You can hit us up on Instagram. You should, first of all, be following us on all of these platforms. Spotify, Google, Podcasts, Anchor, all of these places. Like, send us your questions so we can go ahead and answer them. It could be about any of the F's, or if you have your own F's, because I saw somebody had used the F and they used friendship. You can use that as an F as well.
Yeah,
so it could be about faith, fitness, finance, food, friendship.
Everything.
Whatever.
Maybe not feet. But, you know, anything.
Because I'm barefoot, that's how that goes.
Yeah, okay. It was right there.
But
send us your questions. We'll answer it to the best of our ability on the podcast. And that's going to be how we're going to start it out. And make sure that we give you guys an opportunity to converse with us a little bit.
Yeah, we want to hear from you guys. So hit us up.
Yeah. And thank you to those of you who have been letting us know that you missed us and how much you like the podcast or things that you think that we need to work on. We are listening.
Yes, and we're making those changes. But we want you guys to write those comments on our pages. I know a lot of you guys have been emailing us individually, but we definitely want you guys to hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, email us, so we can share this information that you're sharing with us as a group. Thank you, y'all.
We appreciate you.
On to the next. What are we talking about today?
Somebody that we appreciate even more than our listeners and each other.
Ooh.
I think it's time that we could take it to the
G-O-D.
F that I think that sustains us, at least sustains me, faith.
Always.
Yes.
And just thinking about the class, this weekend, I could say, like, this weekend I felt really strongly, like, faith has been, like, punching me in the back of my head. Like, I feel so strongly, like, the Holy Spirit has been, like, pushing me to be like, yo, like, do you know the God you serve? Like, why are we even having this conversation? And about so many different things, but, like, I feel like last week I was just kind of in a place where I was like, well, I'm just kind of like, whatever. I don't think that this could work or that could work or whatever, whatever, whatever. And then straight from Friday, like over and over and over, all these different things just hitting me like, nah, like, do you know the God you serve? Look what he did here.
Mm-hmm.
Look what he did here. And it's just been a part of so many different conversations. Like even before we even started, Daph and I were talking about Mike Todd and his faith.
Love him.
Yes, his faith.
The crazy faith.
Yeah, crazy faith series that he's doing. And so each episode is another faith thing. And I started listening to it fully last week, even though I know it's like two or three in. It's so much stuff. I know you was listening to.
I was literally listening to it while I was walking up to the door,
mm-hmm.
and Sony heard it. And she was like, "Oh, I'm listening to that too," mm-hmm. or whatever. But it was like, "Yeah, I keep it in." It was funny because I was listening to it in the car the other day, and Zoe was with me, and she was laughing while I was listening to it because he was talking about having faith in like small things and like in developing your faith. You need to be able to have faith in the smallest thing working out in order to be later on have faith in big things working out. And so he was talking about like, you know, like driving and stuff. And Zoe started laughing because she was like, yo, daddy, that's you like all day. Like you be driving like, Lord, I need a parking spot.
Listen.
Like, you know what I mean? Close to it. Yo, okay. For real. Like all day, like little things like that. But it's like, yeah. And it's interesting too, because he touched on something that, you know, I've always been saying to like, you know, like my people. It's like, yo, like, you can pray for anything.
It's crazy because I remember a couple of years ago, I came to that same realization. I remember it was when somebody was talking and it was like, yo, y'all Christians be praying about anything. Like, oh, why would you even pray about this super small thing? And the person they were talking to said that exact thing.
You're supposed to.
You're supposed to.
Because he created all things.
Yeah.
So why am I not going to pray about the littlest thing? what I also wanted to add is not just praying about the littlest thing, but finding the time to pray.
Yeah.
And there is, you know, it's interesting because when I grew up, we did the whole traditional get on your knees, hands crossed, hands folded, whatever, and pray. And I'm like, listen, now that my life literally has changed drastically in a month, I don't have time to even wake up, okay? So at this point, I'm praying everywhere, in my car, in the shower, between my sessions, just because there is no format. There is no formula. Like, who invented this whole, like, this is how we have to pray at all times? Because the Bible, God was praying in all different settings, in all different ways. And so for me, in me asking for all these little and big requests, it's like I have to do it everywhere. On my way to work, during a session, after a session, formerly, before I sleep, when I wake up, constant prayer.
It's funny because the Bible even says, pray without ceasing. So that literally means like, yo, you taking a shower.
Brushing your teeth.
Exactly. On the toilet. You at work, you at wherever, you working out, whatever you doing, you can make time for prayer at all times. But it definitely is something that you have to make that time, because life can definitely
pull you in lots of directions.
Yeah. And you can forget about what's most important. Mm-hmm. And like so many times we can get so caught up in what God is giving us or what we want him to give us that we're not making time to develop that relationship with him. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, what was it? I heard somebody say one time, it's like, yeah, you get so caught up in the gifts, you forget about the giver.
Yep. Amen.
And I was like, bro, that was a bar right there. Like, that stuck with me. So, like, definitely trying to make a lot more time to do that. And I think, like, taking the, like how you were talking about it earlier, just taking the structure or format of whatever you think is going to be off of it, like feeling like, oh, I have to like make it this like long. Yo, sometimes it's, yo, God, thank you for waking me up this morning.
Okay,
like I'm healthy, I'm alive. You know, thank you for this wife of mine, these children of mine, these homies of mine that I do the podcast with. And just like sometimes it's quick, sometimes it's long. It's like, you know, it don't always have to be super, you know, long drawn out. You don't need. It's good if you have it. But don't feel like you gotta have like 30 minutes of like nonstop. You know, sometimes you just
sweating bullets.
Yeah,
marching up and down the house.
All of the things. But I think just to what you're saying, to me, like one of the things that I feel like I've really cemented within myself in my spiritual walk at this point is like it's about the relationship piece. And so it goes even beyond like the praying. Like I think to myself, how do I build a relationship with a person? Like, how do I build my relationship with Thames? How do I build my relationship with that? But like by maintaining
the connection.
Thank you very much. But even in saying like, yo, like I make time to see her. I make time to spend time talking and conversing with her. And sometimes even on the phone, like I think, like, that's what sustains our relationship.
Yeah.
So that when good times come and when bad times come, we're able to rely on the foundation that we've sustained. And it kind of works the same way with God. Mm-hmm. So every day I might not be walking up and down the house and shouting and screaming and speaking in tongues.
Which is needed.
Yeah, it is.
Because
it is,
when
it
those
is.
Trials come,
you need to be able to do all of the
second
things.
Prayer is not going to cut it.
But if you have been taking the time to do all of the things throughout on a daily basis, on a regular basis, then when those times come and you have to go in to that level, then you can, because again, you've built a relationship. So just like, you know, Doc was talking about, sometimes you sit and you pray and you be like, yo, thank you God for this wife and this home and this. And sometimes I'm just like, yo, God, thank you for this burrito. Like, I was really hungry. God, thank you for this parking spot, because all things big and small. And then sometimes it's like, yo, God, thank you so much for reminding me about how important this relationship is to me. And I want to take time out to just be like, yo, like you really be holding me down. Like you be holding me down in terms of the type of people that you put around me, the family members that you would not allow me to connect with, and the family members that you don't allow me to connect with, and the people that you don't allow me to connect with. I feel like, again, it's that's that relationship that you could just be like, yo, daddy, thank you for this. Or yo, you see how he worked that out right there? Like, I just feel like I feel like my relationship with God is Like, Jesus really is the homie. Like, that's my homie. Like, we spend time together. I try to make sure that I'm in my word as much as I can be. Mm-hmm. Even if it's just by reading a devotional every morning when I wake mm-hmm. up. Even if I'm not getting up on my knees and I'm doing, like, a prayer. Like, I'm laying in my bed and I just woke up and I snooze my phone for 10 minutes. And in that 10 minutes, I'm just laying there and I'm just praying to God and I'm being like, oh, blah, 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 blah.
There's no formula. You have to figure out what works for you. You know, at the end of the day, God does answer prayer, but it has to be consistent.
Yep.
Right? And it has to be heartfelt. And you can't just sit here making up stuff because obviously he's all knowing. So if it's not from the heart, then you're wasting time.
Yeah. I mean, because essentially when I think of prayer, I'm thinking about just communicating.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
And that doesn't necessarily mean asking for anything.
That's true.
Sometimes it's just, yo, God, I really appreciate you.
Right.
Because, you know what I'm saying?
Thank
like,
you.
Things like that. And, like, excuse me. But, yeah, like, it's a relationship, as Sony said. And I think I was just telling my friend the other day, like, for me, being a parent now allows me to understand God better
mm-hmm.
than I used to before. Because as I read about my Heavenly Father, I'm able to, you know, picture things from that perspective of a parent
mm-hmm.
to make me understand certain concepts and certain things and develop my faith and my confidence and my trust in God and just thinking about certain things. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, you life is happening, you're going through something and you want God to do whatever, the thing that you need him to do.
Right.
But you don't see it happening. And you're like, yo, what is, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're waiting, you're, and the other day, I was thinking about something with my daughter. I'm like, yo, I had to tell her, like, yo, you are going through whatever or this stuff is happening. Just because you don't see me taking action doesn't mean that I am not working on the thing that I know that you need. You know what I'm saying? And much in the same way, I'm like, yo, like, having that experience, like, it's like, oh, okay. Just because I don't actually see the stuff happening right now, it doesn't mean that he's not working on it. Because there's things that my daughter has come to me about. And I'm like, yo, even before you asked me, I was already setting that up. Like, I've been set that up. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, I feel like you had something.
No, I wanted to throw something
right now.
Y'all safe
right now.
So, I had these amazing conversations with my dad. Because he is definitely a biblical scholar, okay? And my dad preaches and all that stuff. And so we were having a conversation.
Your father? I've never met this man.
I know, I'm like, wait,
oh,
yeah,
my dad is, he's
pretty awesome.
Yeah,
bro.
He's pretty awesome.
We could do the first F-bomb trip to the UK. I'm trying to meet pops.
Let's go. But in our conversation, he's always trying to school me, and you know me, I'm always arguing. And we had a conversation about fasting, right? So a lot of people that I know feel that when they want something from God, they got to fast because fasting is going to give them the answer or give them what they want. My father is like, no. Okay? He's like, first of all, no. You pray, and if you're consistent in your prayer, if your prayers are heartfelt, a fast is not going to give you necessarily what you want or give you the answer that you're looking for. Sometimes you're going to get nothing out of it. So what are your thoughts about just fasting and praying? Fasting for a purpose, fasting for an answer.
I think that fasting can be useful, but I think it's a thing where fasting, as you fast, you have to fast intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I think some people think fasting is just, I just ain't going to eat right now.
Right.
No, it has to be intentional. I had to learn, like, that time, whatever it is that you're giving up, because it doesn't just have to be food or whatever, but it's like whatever it is you're giving up, that time you would have spent doing that thing, that is the time you spend doing what we're talking about right now, communicating with God during that time. So being super intentional about that and having a goal, like, even it, that's why, I mean, for me personally, like, I don't even like fasting with a time limit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like however big the problem is, I'm going too fast until I feel like God has shown me, told me, or changed whatever it is that I'm, you know what I'm saying? I need to, and so, like, my homegirl, she was going through something crazy, like a huge issue or whatever. She's like, yeah, I'm going to do, like, a three-day fast. And I'm like, cool.
Why 3 days?
Yeah, like, I'm like,
you don't get the answer by
yeah, and okay. Exactly, and it's not to say that you can't, because so there's been issues for me. I haven't fasted much. I think in the last few years, maybe I fasted like 2-3 times or something like that. When something was like, I was like, yo, God, like,
help me,
yeah,
help me, please,
you know. Jesus. And he came through, because I'm here right now in the victory that he provided.
Amen.
For me through that fast. But I was just like, yo, I can't deal with this no more. Like, I need you to bring this to a close. And, you know, I started fasting, and, you know, I didn't set no time limit on it. So I'm like, yo, if I'm gonna fast for like a year, I'm gonna fast for a year. I was fortunate that what I needed.
Yo,
he showed, I just meant in general, like, I'm gonna fast as long as it.
And in this fast, was it food?
So I've fasted different things. There's times that I've fasted food, but then there's also sometimes, like, I remember one time I was really, I feel like whatever you kind of get caught up in, and there was a period of time where I felt like I was just watching so much TV or like being on the internet so much, and it was consuming so much of my time. Mm-hmm. And in that particular period of time, I felt like this is probably the thing that means the most to me right now. It's clearly occupying most of my, so I'm gonna give that up.
Good.
And just legit, I'm gonna cut the internet off. I'm gonna cut the TV off, you know, whatever it is. And that time, I'm praying. I'm doing other things. I'm being with my family, and you know what I'm saying. And giving that up. I was fortunate that he came through pretty quickly.
But I like what you said, and I think that's what like my dad was hitting at. Like, we were specifically talking about food, but fasting does not only have to be food.
No.
It's literally anything, but unfortunately, a lot of churches do not preach that.
Yeah.
And so with people that I have conversations with, not my dad's pretty good, like millennials, you know, people who are like, I'm not going to church, all that, it's kind of like, I always have to educate people and be like, fasting is not only about food, it's right. anything. Mm-hmm. It could be TV, mm-hmm. the places you're going. Maybe you're a clubber and you mm-hmm. just need to stop going out clubbing.
Yeah.
Maybe you're a serial dater, mm-hmm. okay, and you need to just
drinking.
Stop. Drinking, right. you know, there's a
social
lot of
media.
Things. Social media, going out shopping, buying things all the time,
yeah.
overeating, whatever it is. It's not about eating, but you know, whatever. That was just my spiel.
But I think too, like, it's. I think so many people think about fasting of putting down something, and like David said, it's about picking something up.
Yeah.
Right.
That's really what it's in my mind. Like, when I think about fasting, I'm trying to pick something up. I'm trying to discipline myself, because I feel like, yo, this faith is really, really, really about obedience,
right?
Like,
yes,
it's obedience, being disciplined, because there's so many things that I think some people think like, oh, if you gotta be a Christian, you gotta put all this stuff down. But to me, it's like, yo, the freeness that I feel in being a Christian is what I appreciate most about my faith. And so when I think about being disciplined, I don't feel restricted. And so when I'm fasting, it's because I'm trying to pick up something else. Sometimes I fast because I'm like, I feel like I'm not. Like, you know, there's sometimes when you feel like you're so close to God.
Connected, yeah.
Yeah, like are we really in this? I'm really feeling him around me. I'm feeling him. Like, I heard him give me the 2-finger tap just now and tell me, nah, you shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
You should probably be doing
yeah.
this. And then there's sometimes where I just be like, yo, you here?
Hello.
Are you here? Hello? Because I don't feel you. And I feel like I really need you right now.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's one of those times where I'm like, you know what? Maybe I need to fast, and maybe I need to cut out this and this and this and this so that I can pick up this and this and this.
Yeah.
And so, like, I remember a couple of years ago, what I had started doing is I would start every year with a 21-day fast, and I would do a Daniel fast, like a modified Daniel
mm-hmm.
fast. And for those of you who don't know what that is, like, a Daniel fast, majority of the time, is like you're just eating the fruits and berries and nuts. Like, that's about it.
Yeah.
But the first time that I did it, I was on the step team at my church, and we were like, I think we had did the first couple days, and we were like, yo, how are we supposed to get through practice? Because I don't have no energy. So we added like steamed fish to it. And so I used to do that. I would start the year out in January, and I would do 21 days of just that. And I would accompany it with a Bible plan. Depending upon where I was in my life, the plan would focus on that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it wasn't so much about I'm not eating this,
right,
or I'm not doing this, because we also would accompany it with like not watching certain things on TV or not watching TV at all and kind of putting down the phone for social media purposes.
Yeah.
But it was about me picking up
mm-hmm.
a healthier eating habit, and at the same time, this spiritual discipline of reading my word, which is something that I've struggled with for a long time. But reading my word and then reading my word about this particular thing so that mm-hmm. I can gain better understanding of what God says about this thing.
Yeah.
And when I tell you, there's so many things that become so clear to you when you fast. Sometimes it's scary. And in those moments, sometimes I'll be like, yo, sometimes this stuff is a little too spooky for me, because I feel like God, in fasting and sometimes even outside of fasting, he makes so many things just clear to you.
Yeah.
Because you've opened yourself up to taking whatever it is that you had on your mind or focusing way too much on to focus on him. And now that you're focused on him, I'm not asking, yo, where are you? Because I know you're right there. I can see you. I can feel you. And so, like,
and you
in,
can
in
see
those
and
moments,
feel the signs that were already there. And I think that's what people always forget. We live in a world where there's just too much going on. You're so busy. You're preoccupied with so many things. Finances is probably number one for everyone. When you fast, you become spiritually available to see things that were already there that may not have been clear to you. In addition, I wanted to talk about Lent. So another conversation I have with people is Lent, because it's always, what are you giving up for Lent? And it's like, I'm not giving up anything. I'm adding something on, actually. Mm-hmm.
That's what I started doing the last couple times.
I'm adding something. Mm-hmm. I'm not giving up anything, because obviously this is a spiritual journey. And a lot of people who ask me what I'm giving up are usually people who don't go to church or who have seasonal faith, which is okay. Everyone's journey is different.
Because the seeds are being planted.
You got to start somewhere.
Okay? And that is totally fine. But I would love to have conversations with people about, what are you adding on for Lent? Rather than, so what are you giving up for Lent? And it's always, it's a food. And I'm like, no, it's not food, actually. Mm-hmm. I'm adding something on. I'm reading an extra passage at night. Or I'm changing my meditation. Mm-hmm. But whatever. Dapa, what's on your mind?
Nah, because I was thinking about what Sony was saying. And, as we are talking about faith and saying, like, as you're fasting, you're picking up your Bible more, which, as you said, is something that you struggle with.
Yeah.
And it's so funny, right? Because even to get the faith period, like the Bible tells us, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God.
Oh.
So literally, if you are not hearing the word of God, your faith is not being.
It's not strengthened.
It's not strengthened.
You know, and that's how you essentially will develop
weak.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you, yeah. Because, I mean, any muscle you have, if you don't exercise it, it's not going to be as strong as it was. You're not going to be able to use it as effectively. You're not going to be, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to be able to do certain things that you used to be able to do. And it works the same way with faith. And there might be periods of time where you're super like, God, I know you're going to do it. And then there are periods of time where it's like, God, please, like, where are you at? Like,
I can't
fight
you.
Like,
do you
like,
want
are you,
to do
like,
this for me?
Like, are you listening? And like, and I think for me, I had to understand, like, yo, like, even asking God for anything, it's like, I stopped begging him for things.
Oh, yeah.
Because my confidence.
I still be begging him for some stuff.
But legit, not like, now I feel like especially like right now, like, my confidence in him is grown to understand that I don't have to, like, beg. Mm-hmm. He said just ask.
Yo.
Just ask me.
Knock and the door shall be open.
Yo, just ask me. Like, yo, and if you come to me and you ask me and you believe that I'm going to deliver, that is how you get.
Yeah.
What you want. It says, like scripture says, it is impossible to please him without.
So what did you do? Because I feel like a lot of our listeners, a lot of people are different walks of life in terms of their spiritual journey. What did you do to get to that place where you're like, yeah, my faith is unwavering?
I think I just went through stuff. Like, honestly, I just went through stuff. I honestly feel like my whole life has been, you know, I feel close, I don't feel close. Mm-hmm. I feel close, I don't feel close. And I thank him for, like, my entire life. I feel like he always been, like, grabbing me by the back of my shirt, like, listen, You might have went over there, but I'm not going to let you get too far. Like, I'm right here, and pulls me back in. And, you know, it's always the things that I've gone through that, you know, don't nothing lead nobody to God, like a hard situation. What you think, people,
okay.
Yo, when somebody go to jail, when you go through
who you call?
Like, yo.
God.
That's
the first call.
Not Ghostbusters.
Listen, because sometimes you got to get to a place of desperation.
Yeah, and I think the legitimately is that place of desperation. Because I think the hardest thing that I've ever went through, if you walked into the house, you would see scriptures painted by, not painted, but like posted up by light switches. So every time I turned that light on, I was like, is that scripture right there? First Timothy, blah, 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 blah. I'm reading that out. Or I wasn't just listening to my devotional every day. I was making sure that I was praying in the morning, praying in the night, praying halfway through the day, making sure that I'm making time to, I was fasting more. I was doing it. Like, when you get to that period of desperation, like, you seek God so much. And it's about when you get to the place where he's delivered you, are you still seeking him? Maybe not necessarily desperately or at that level, but you should still at least be seeking him. There should be some level of consistency.
Yeah.
Right.
I think, you know, about that desperation is sometimes you go through a situation and you just get to a point where it's like, I literally feel like nothing else can help me right now.
But you.
And you're kind of like, God, if you are out there, like, help me. I don't know what else to do. And like, so many times we go through these things and, you know, he allows us to go through things
right.
because he wants us to know we have to be dependent.
Right.
On him for
ourselves.
Yeah, for so much. Because, you know, when you start to feel like you did it on your own and you don't understand that he provided it, you know what I'm saying? It's not like, nah, things don't, everything comes from him. Like, yes, you're working somewhere, but your job is just the what do you call that? Like the vessel or the conduit or whatever. He's actually
working.
Providing it. Yeah, in any type of... Excuse me, in any type of way. So I definitely, you know, I mean, I went through some things. A lot of, I've been through relationship stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I've been through family
of course.
Court stuff.
Of course.
And that was a major one for me.
Yeah.
Like, even my battle, like, over my daughter.
Right.
My battle over my daughter led me to call a friend of mine just because she had a certain job and I had some questions. Little did I know, she had... just reestablished, or maybe for the first time, developed a relationship with God. And she was kicking super knowledge to me. And the person that I knew that she was before, I was just like, number one, thank you. Number two, who are you? Like, this is not even the person that, I didn't even recognize her. And she gave me so much help and encouragement and strength. And just like the things she was saying to me, I was like, yo, like, and then she put me on to a, she sent me a sermon by Tony Evans.
Mm.
And the sermon was about going through a crisis and why you go through a crisis and why God allows you to go through a crisis. And listening to that, and I think everything kind of like started from there and then it built up and it built up and it built up. And I had to literally just like... I was developing that trust in him because I would go through something that I thought was impossible. And to see, I came out on the side of it, you know, like way, like when he says, I will do exceedingly, abundantly
or think.
Yes. So even whatever, you thought, you thought this and he's like, yo, I can do so much more than that. And seeing that for myself, but you know, again, we're human. So even when you see it, sometimes you got to see it again.
Yep.
And again.
Yes.
And again.
Mm-hmm.
And because we're like, the way we're wired, we always, like, most of us, we always, like, we live in the present, but our mind is usually on the future or on the past most of the time. And I think sometimes, like, the stuff that happened in the past, we get so caught up in that, and we think, and we look at it like, yo, but it was tough that time, and it was hard. And blah, blah, blah. And you get so stuck, like, in the past about, like, the pain and stuff like that. But now it's, like, it's different because I do look at the past, but I'm looking at it not like, yo, that hurt. I'm looking at, yo, but I came out of that hurt.
Right.
I survived that hurt. I moved on past that hurt.
I'm resilient.
I'm so much better off, and that hurt that I went through was a part of me being where I am, who I am. You know what I'm saying? Right now. So it's like all those experiences, same girl I was talking about. I was talking to her the other day and, I was reading and she was like telling me about, like, ironically, King David in the Bible. And he was like, yo, King David always drew on his past experiences, right? Because so many times, like, you're believing God for something and it's like, yo, you look back and say, yo, you know what? The last time I was looking for a job, I found one. He put me in, like, this place, and I got a job. The last time I didn't have money and the bills was coming, he provided.
He does.
The last time I was in a bad relationship, I got out of it. And I, so it's like, yo, it's if he did it before.
It's not always what you want, but it's definitely what you need.
Yeah. And yes. it's usually better, I think, the perspective of the situation will kind of like get you to see that, because as you're going through whatever experience, it feels one way. But that's because you can't see all
of the things. Like, he has the ability to see beyond whatever it is that you can see in the first place.
Whereas for us, hindsight is 2020. So it's easy to see it now. Sometimes it's still not even 2020. Sometimes it's not. It's like 15, 10, whatever. But it's easier in the future to look back and be like, you know what, that was God. But in the moment, it sucks.
Oh, yeah.
And it does not feel good.
Yeah, because you don't know what's good, what's bad.
Right.
Until time has passed and you see how that situation played out in its entirety. Or even like, I think about like you asked, well, how did you get to that place?
Yeah.
I feel like, yo, I've gone through times where I was like, yo, I trust God completely and fully. Like, you'll come across your Facebook memories and you'll see old statuses and I ain't got no status. I'll come across a status I wrote 10 years ago where I'm like, yo, Jesus is it. I ain't got no time for nobody. And I'm like, yo, I was so on fire for God at that point and that point and that point. And I say that I'm not on fire for God now, or I wasn't on fire for God last year or last month or whatever, but I think it's like life has ebb and flow, and there's gonna be moments where you are so in a place where you're just like, yo, I trust God completely. Like, I see how he moved in this situation and I know that he's gonna be able to do it. And I think back to, like, again, the time when I got the house, my number one prayer afterward was, God, please don't ever let me forget how you moved in this situation, so that anytime I'm going through something, I could go back to this moment where I'm like, yo, like, you legitimately pulled all of this off. I don't know how you did it, but I can literally look and see step by step by step how you made this happen. And all I had to do is trust and do whatever it was that I felt you pushing and telling me to do in that moment. You didn't give me the next 7 steps. You just gave me the next 1 step. And I was obedient. And this is where it got me 16 steps later. And my number one prayer after that was, please, God, don't let me forget how much I trusting you got me. Please, 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 please. Because I feel like that's just how it goes. The ebb and flow of life is the same as ebb and flow of your spiritual walk, of that. There's going to be times where you trust God so much, and there's going to be times where you are going to have doubt. Like, he talks about it in the Bible. And I think he talks about it in the Bible because he knows his people. He knows his children. There are going to be times where we do lack the amount of faith that we need.
And you saying that too is something I've been thinking about doing for a very long time. Never have time to do it, but I definitely need to do it based on this conversation. Is I want to write a testimony journal of things in my life, period, up until this point, that God has moved, that I may have forgotten, that I need to constantly remind myself of. But that's a challenge I'm going to do for myself, because you know, you remember here and there. There's some things that stick out more than the other. But I think even as young as 1, my birth, that in itself is a testimony. And those are things that I'm like, I don't think about them often, but I want to write them down. No, and I'm going to do that.
That's a really good idea. I actually have a jar that I keep in the crib. And I don't do it every day. And I haven't done it in a while, but it's there. And they're like, same with the ebbs and flows. There's times where I'm writing every day, and then like weeks and stuff will pass by. But you know, it's so important, because I was just writing down. I called it like my good things jar. Like, every good thing that I was, you know what I'm saying, thankful to God for, I would write it down in that jar. And it's so funny because, again, like I said, drawing on your past experiences, right? I remember when New Year's was coming up last year, and a lot of the time around New Year's, you hear people like, yo, I can't wait for this year to be over. And as if whatever was happening last year cannot follow you
into the new year. Yeah, the clock is just striking. That's about it.
You know, but yeah, like, my wife has said, she's like, yeah, like, this year, whatever, whatever. I said, nope.
It's not over.
I said, no, but I said to her, I said, nope. I said, don't even say that. I said, this year has been popping. Don't let, because something tough is going on right now, make you forget how much good things have happened. I went to the room, got the jar, literally turned it upside down, threw every paper on the floor, read every single one of them to her. This happened in March. This happened in October, September, November, December. By the time I was done, she was like, oh, I. Like, oh, yeah, it has been a really good year, because your current experience will blind you
to all of the things.
Yes.
And even when you talk about like this What do you call it? Good time jar?
Yeah, I just call it my good things jar. Good things jar. It just sounds good. It got a nice ring to it.
It sounds good. It sounds great. But even like a good things jar, or like you said, like a testimony journal. I remember watching War Room and being like, I need a prayer closet.
Oh God,
I need a prayer closet. Because the thing about it that I really loved was that she was putting up all of her prayers. And for me, I thought to myself, like, what would it feel like to enter a room like that after years later, and seeing the prayer up on the wall and knowing that it had manifested? Mm-hmm. Like, that alone gives you so much trust and faith in God when you're putting up the prayer that you're putting today.
Yeah.
So the prayer that I had 5 years ago, the prayer that I had 2 weeks ago, it's manifested. And so as I'm sitting here and I'm writing about the prayer that is on my heart right now, like, these things are around me. And it, like, I feel like it just kind of like creates the temperature of the room. It kind of like sets the tone.
Yeah.
And that's what I want my war room to be like. I don't have one yet.
You definitely have space for it.
A lot of people ain't gonna have a war room because you live in New York City. So
I know, but I have the space for it. But I will say,
you got the space for it.
Yeah. For a while, like, it was, you know, when it wasn't just me living here, it was like, okay, well, what closet am I gonna dedicate? The closets are really big. And then now it is just me, but then I, like, for those of you who don't know, I have a roommate now. So that's what I'm doing. And I can't use that closet anymore. So now I'm like, dang, now I gotta find another space. Or am I gonna just use a whole big room? Like, I don't know, but I'm just like, the ability to be able to just put things out there and in a way that you can be able to see, touch, and feel it is so important to me. Like, I keep vision boards. Just the other day, I had taken a picture of that same scripture that you mentioned, ask and then knock. Mm-hmm. Like, I had wrote on a note card. And on one side, I had listed all of the financial things that I wanted for my life. And on the other side, I put ask, knock, and you shout, all of it. And I put it in my wallet, and it's just been in my wallet. It was in my bag for a while. And then when I switched out and got a new bag and I was cleaning it out, I put it in my wallet. And so years later now, I'm looking at it. I think I probably did it in like 2011 or maybe 2012. It's either 12 or 13, actually. Everything that was on that list, I've manifested.
Yeah.
Every single thing. And when I pull up my vision board after I went ahead and moved into the house, I was like, yo, everything that is on this board, it has manifested. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, like, that is the thing. Like, the Bible says to write down and make it plain. It says to ask and knock. Mm-hmm. It says to speak life. The Bible tells you exactly what you need to do. And I think sometimes as Christians, we kind of like, but I don't know if that's going to work. And I don't, because we lack faith. And I don't know how he's going to be able to do it. Because our sight is not
limited.
It's finite. It's not infinite. It's, like, his.
To be honest, like, we don't understand because we don't read it and we don't spend time reading it. That's probably like the number one thing that most Christians don't do is actually read their Bible. Yo, it's such a big difference in going to church and listening to a thing and then feeding yourself. I love the way Mike Todd said. He's like, yo, like, you come to church to get fed, right? Try to sustain yourself eating only one day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be reading, you know what I'm saying, on those other days. And you come across things that speak to you. Because guess what? The pastor ain't necessarily always going to touch on the exact.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There's things that you get from.
You have to do the work for yourself.
Yeah, because there's so many things that I've come across in the Bible. I was like, yo, I didn't even know.
This was
in here. Like, so we get so caught up in how to do things that we don't do things, right? I remember when, even when I wanted to fast, I think I spent mad time Googling and reading how to fast before I even started, you know what I'm saying? Thinking about Googling how to pray before I'm, and it's like, yo, just communicate.
Lord's Prayer is the only prayer. That's the first prayer. It covers every single thing you need for your life. That if you are tired, our Lord's Prayer, our Father who art in heaven, covers everything. Finance, food, family, every single thing. The first prayer that anyone should learn.
And just, but you know, like, I think, yeah, just with time, just realizing it's a relationship. And like I said, for me, being a parent and understanding that it is communication. You want to know what's going on with your kid. God wants to know what's going on, even though he already knows, but he wants you to. It's just like, I'm speaking to my daughter. Oh, how was your day? Good. Son, I don't want no one-word answer.
Hello.
Talk to me.
Give me more details.
Talk to me. More details, please. Yeah, like, I want to know, why was it good?
Yes.
What didn't you like? What did you like? I don't care. Give me all the details. I want to know what you had for lunch.
And gratitude.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, so
for the things I am doing.
Word, like, definitely. Like, you know what I'm saying? And again, I think, like, the having that constant communication, that feels like appreciation, mm-hmm. that you want to come tell me how the day went, mm-hmm. how good it was. Like, when you're excited, you want to tell people.
Of course.
When other people are just, I want to know what you, if I walk in here and I see Tempe smile, yo, what you smiling about? Tell me what's
happening. Give me all the tea. Good tea.
Exactly, and you know that's how relationships work. Yeah. It's constant communication, and it shouldn't be restricted to. Imagine if you had a friend and all you did was ask your friend for some stuff, like you know, or I said that wrong. If all they did was ask you for
something,
yeah, like you know what I'm saying. All the time. And it's like, yo, it's nothing wrong with asking, but if that's all that there is.
If that is the extent of your relationship, then you shouldn't be surprised when the relationship is not healthy, that you feel as though you're not getting what you need, that there's a lack of connection. Like, all relationships should be give and take. And I think, I was saying to some friends the other day, like, the number one commandment when asked was to love God and then love people.
Love your neighbor like you love yourself.
Yeah. And so then that means that the first thing you need to do is to love God. You have to build a relationship with him. And that's going to help you to learn how to build a relationship with yourself and love yourself. Mm-hmm. And then if you can do that correctly, then you're able to love your neighbor in the way that you love yourself. But the problem is too many people don't know how to love themselves because they don't know how to love God. And they don't trust God enough to think that he would love them in spite of them. Because in spite of who I am, Jesus loves me.
Right.
And I know I'm a bit much. I'm extra. I talk too loud. I cut people off. I sometimes go ahead and I just do too much. But God loves me anyway.
Yeah.
He doesn't care.
Another thing too with like what you just said is when you don't love God, you'll never be in the right situation. You're not going to have the right friends. You're not going to have the right job. You're not going to be on the right path in your finances, in your educational life. It's very important to love God, to understand God, to trust God. And so you will be blessed to be on the right path. So
I know even that might when be a controversial a left, opinion too, okay. But still, I completely agree.
And I can only speak on my experience, okay? I was blessed to be raised by a mom who loves God with her entire being. And through her, I was able to develop my own foundation because she went through a lot and she always stayed in faith. And so because of my mom's experiences, I was able to develop my own spiritual growth and spiritual life through her. But again, without God, like I always say, you know, my parents are divorced and it definitely affected me in many ways than one. I feel like if I didn't have God, my life would look a little bit different. Nothing traumatic happened to me, but for me, it was a traumatic experience that my parents got divorced because my life turned out a little bit differently than I thought it was going to be, you know, what you see on TV. But it did affect me and it still does affect me as an adult. But if not for the grace of God and understanding him and allowing him to move, I feel like I would have made certain decisions that would not have benefited me. But again, we all have different stories.
And I think that is exactly what I was going to say. We all have different stories. Like, and just when you were saying that, it really hit me. Like, we all have our own relationship with God. And I think we're all in really good places with our relationship with God right now. I'm going to go ahead and say that.
Yes.
Speak life into that, even if it might not be the truth. But I think we all have our own relationship in that. Like, I think you were raised and grew into that relationship with God to now.
Yes.
Where it's like, I was born Anglican, Episcopalian, whatever you want to call it. So I was raised doing, yeah, right? Like,
all they don't matter. It's very, that's my opinion.
It's very, like, we cousins of the Catholics. That's what I look at it as. It's very, very similar, very, in my word, dry. And I was raised in that way. And then I was agnostic for a really long time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no offense. But it was just dry for me. And I think everybody has their own, again, everybody has their own walk. So you're going to relate to God in a certain kind of way. And I didn't relate to God in that way. And I think that's why I then became agnostic, where I was just kind of like, I'm sure there's something up there. And I was agnostic from 15 to 24. And then I became saved. So I've been saved as of 2 months from now. It'll be 13 years in November from the time that I legitimately, on some made-for-TV movie, walked up to the altar and was up there bawling, snot, everything, like crying my eyes out. That's the day I became saved.
Viola Davis?
Yes. Like, legitimately. And I remember making a joke about it before I went to church that day. Like, being like, it's not going to be all that serious. I'm going to just go, and next week I'm going to try this next church. But that February, I remember thinking, like, who's this? I feel a two-finger tap. Again, I didn't have a relationship with God. I was agnostic. But I felt a two-finger tap, and I felt something telling me I need to go to church. And I remember talking to a soror, and I was like, oh, I feel like I need to go to church. And I was still up at Albany at the time, and I was like, but I ain't going up here, because if I find a church I like, I'm going to have to stay in Albany, and I'm not about that life. That's not happening. So I was like, I'll wait until I graduate, and then I'll go home. Because she invited me to go to her church, and I was like, nah, I'm good. Fast forward to November, the person that I was dating at the time was like, oh, how about you try this church, and the next week you try this church, and next week you try this church. And I was like, all
right,
cool.
Which is the right idea.
Yeah, and that was the 100% the plan. I just ended up going to the first church. And going through the whole service, and at the end of the service, which I realize now they don't do an altar call every service.
Yeah,
that Sunday they did an altar call, and I remember being like, "Aye, let me just go." And I went, and I remember the person put their hands on my shoulders, and legitimately, from the moment her hands touched my shoulders, I broke down, and I'm like crying and snot, and they passed me tissues. It was so bad, and I think about it now, I'm like, if they had that on the recording, I'm glad that I've never seen it, because it probably looks disgusting. But I'll be 12, 13 years in that. So my relationship with God started at that point. Because again, like, I grew up in the church, but I had no relationship. Yeah. So I didn't understand tithing. I didn't understand faith. I didn't understand anything. And then now you have Dapa, who I believe, like, right now you've really gotten to the place where you're like fully immersed in this relationship with God. Like, I think out of all of us, you're like the newest Christian.
Yeah, I say that all the time. Like, I don't know. Like, right now, I feel like this is like the beginning of a transition that it just feels different than any other time I've prayed, any other time that I've read, any other time. Like, I've constantly been doing that. It's so funny. When I was in college, I'd be in LIU. I'd be sitting on the damn bridge. I'm there reading my Bible, but now I'm talking to him different. He's communicating with me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a thing where, like,
back.
You know, like, and like, God is always talking to you. I think, like, you know, now it's like my antenna is working properly.
Right? Yes, you know what I'm saying? That's a good way to put it.
I can hear him better, and I want to hear him.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I'm looking for him. You know what I'm saying? So all these things that we're talking about, and it says, like, you know, seek him first, and everything else will be added to you. Yep. And I love that. I love that, because I'm reading it, and I'm like, yo, if I seek him, it will be added to me. I won't have to go and work for everything, because there are certain things that he's here having. I want you to have it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, for me, that you know, going back to being a parent, I think about I told my daughter, I'm like, yo, everything I give you, you didn't earn any of it. I do it because I love you. Mm-hmm. And that's it. Mm-hmm. I just do it because I love you. You ain't earned nothing. When I get you this, or I take you here, or we spend this time together, it's not because you did something and I'm like, oh yeah, good job. Like, I just, I want to.
Right.
And reading. And so again, like, exactly. And so seeing that and reading that and really understanding that for the first time, it's like, yo, like, God loves you.
No.
Why would anybody that loves you not want you to flourish in, and I'm not even just talking about like finance or anything like that, but just emotionally.
Everything,
health,
everything,
your relationships, everything. The people that are around you, you know what I'm saying? All of these things. And it's like, you know, as you learn that, it goes hand in hand with developing faith. Because the more you can tell yourself, yo, God loves me, the more, you know, like, yo, if you look like, yeah, you know what? Like, nah, it's going to work out because he loves me. You get strengthened, in that way. And it goes back to just like, you know, what Sonya was talking about with, you know, loving yourself so you can love your neighbor. So many people feel like inadequate, and like you feel like you gotta do these things in order for
on.
Like, you cannot earn,
right?
Like, you can't earn God. Right. Like, he loves you already.
Right. And
you
don't. The difference, you don't, too, between other religions.
Exactly. You don't have to. You don't have to go and earn that thing. You know what I'm saying? And I love, like, you know, through examples and reading and stuff. It's like, you know, you look at many things and it's like you feel like, oh, I gotta be perfect, and I gotta do this, and
no,
I can't, and if I don't do that, then God won't. And it's like, yo, when you, again, that's why reading is so important, because as you start to read, it's like, yo, even looking at like every time you see Jesus in the Bible, yo, he's going to people that everybody else was playing them, mm-hmm. telling them that, you know what I'm saying?
You hang out with that? Yes.
Exactly. Yes, I do. Exactly. And understanding, like, yo, there's no qualifications to be loved by God.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And also, salvation is a individual journey. Yep. And even going back to, you know, what I was saying earlier, too, with, like, me learning about God from my mom, I think the gift that she gave me was, like, my salvation is mine and mine only.
Yep.
Excuse me? So this don't pass down?
No.
It doesn't. And so even being in church and growing up in church, I still had to have my own moment where I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to do this baptism over because, like, you decided for me to get baptized.
Yep. Yep.
But, like, I want to do this for myself, yep. you know? But, yeah, you got to figure it out.
Yeah,
no matter what level you are in.
And it's okay to... I think to be in any of those places.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay
to be any. Yeah, because I think there's probably people who listen to our podcast who are like, I mean, God is cool and all, but I'm not really there yet.
That's okay.
And so this, I'll listen to this episode, but you know, whatever. But, and then there are people who are like, y'all ain't even reaching nowhere yet. I've been in here for this long and blah, 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 blah. Like, again, everybody has their own walk. Everybody has their own spiritual journey. And I think it really boils down to like understanding that your salvation is your own. Like,
it's your own.
I can't take you with me when I go through the gates. Yeah,
and so
everybody's gonna have their own walk. Everybody's walk is gonna be different too. Because I mean, there's so many things that come with that. Like I know we talked about dating before. Like that's a conversation that, like, as a Christian and dating, you have to be mindful of being like, so what do you think about abstinence? Because you know, like, I'm the kind of Christian who doesn't have sex.
Right. Or I'm the kind of Christian who lives at church. How do you feel about that?
Yeah. Like on Friday, I could be either place. I could legitimately be out at the bar with my friends, or I could be at the young adult meeting. Mm-hmm. So are you okay with that? And then also in talking about with your spouse and, hey, like I'm fasting from sex. Like, are you going to be okay with that while when this is happening? Or
speaking of which, because the Bible definitely says if you go fast from sex, you got to go ask them.
Yeah, yeah.
They say because no,
that's
can't.
Not your body. You because can't. That's their body.
Yeah.
Or even like even thinking about that.
Terrified. This is your spouse, not your girlfriend, not your boyfriend.
Spouse.
Or your things, though.
Because the Bible says your body is not your own.
Exactly.
And so you can't just decide that you're not having sex if you have not had a conversation with your spouse. Or like, but there's just so many different things that comes into play when you think about your Christianity, your own walk. Like, I remember I had a conversation with a Christian where I was saying, like, yo, like, what do you think about soca? Because I love soca, and I love going to a fete, and I love backboiling, and I love whining. God has not convicted me in that area, so I don't feel the need to not do it anymore. And I don't, and I know people laugh, but I feel like there's certain people who feel convicted by drinking, so they just don't drink. But the Bible doesn't say that you're not supposed to drink.
There's wine in the Bible.
Yeah, it says you're not going to get drunk.
Hey, Jesus literally made a Bible. Jesus literally provided a Bible.
He did this before. He said, BYOB, I got y'all. I got everything.
So,
but that's what I'm saying. Like, but some people are convicted by drinking, so they just don't drink at all. And that's their walk.
Okay.
I have not felt convicted by backfalling, so I'm not going to stop. But there are certain things that I do feel convicted by, so I don't do those things anymore.
Right.
And that's my spiritual walk.
Yeah.
And your conviction is going to be your conviction. And your walk is going to be your walk. And I think that that's the number one thing that I want to make sure that people understand who are listening to us right now. Like, everybody has their own journey. Everybody has their own walk. We all got to the place that we're at.
And we're not perfect.
Hello. Because I'm not.
We're still sinners.
I'm
okay.
not. And I sin
every day. You always will be. Even your pastor that you go listen to is doing stuff. I'm not saying they out here bagging up coke and stuff like that.
But I'm just
saying, it's like, I think people think that, I think so many people get turned off because they think it's about never doing anything wrong. And like, it's all about getting to the gates by never doing anything wrong. And they don't understand
that. It doesn't work like that.
That it, this is about understanding and forgiveness and all of these things. Like,
or
you know what I'm saying?
In that forgiveness of self, because I think some people get caught up in that piece. They can't forgive themselves, and so they like, how could God ever still love me because I did this thing? Well, he already loves you. He already forgave you. He's waiting for you to forgive yourself.
And he already knows.
Yeah, he knew it happened. And he been new.
And
then also, like, even keeping in mind, like, in that piece, it's like, yo, there is practicing sin and there's falling to sin. Mm-hmm. And you could practice a sin, and that's different from saying, like, oh, like, I've been trying to not do this thing and it happened. And I'm trying to repent and I'm trying to make my way and walking through this forgiveness that I know God has already given me. I'm trying to forgive myself for it. And I'm trying my best not to do it anymore. Versus, yeah, I know I'm doing this and I know I'm not supposed to. You're practicing a sin right. in that way. Yeah. And so there's all these things that we got to keep in mind. But at the end of the day, I think it all boils down to your salvation is your own. Your walk is your own.
It sure is.
And I just hope that everybody is mindful of where they are.
Yes. And we want to hear from you guys. I mean, we've said a lot today. Please hit us up on Instagram on your thoughts. What are your convictions? What are things you're struggling with? Mm-hmm. What do you feel about church, about faith, about fasting? Whatever it is that we talked about today, we want to hear from you. You ain't even got to agree.
We still want
to
hear.
Even if you're an atheist.
Even if you're an atheist, a Muslim, we don't care. Just mm-hmm. hit us up. We want to hear. We want to talk. Mm-hmm. So hit us up. And thank you guys so much for listening. We're closing out.
Sony, hit them with the links again.
It's thefbombspodcast@gmail.com.
Gmail.
The F Bomb Podcast at Facebook. The F Bombs Podcast on Instagram.
Can you give me a second so I can do my little ad-libs?
Okay.
Instagram.
The F Bombs Podcast on iTunes. The F Bombs Podcast on Google Podcasts.
Google Podcasts.
The F Bombs Podcast on Spotify.
Spotify.
And the F Bomb Podcast right here, right now. We out.
We out.